Welcome to Smashy Business Show. I am Ward Ahmed.
And I'm Abdul Majid Awan.
And today, as you guys can see, do you see all these flowers over here?
They're really beautiful. And to be honest, everyone will be trying to steal them after the show, I guess.
That's for sure. So these flowers over here, they're from Flowered. And Flowered, by the way, guys, it is absolutely insane. Any kind of flower service that you would like, they offer. If you want to give a gift to your sister, your mom, your daughter, Flowered has all of these services. So make sure to check it out. Make sure to also check them out on Love in Dubai. Did you see like the Tesla truck with the flowers?
Yeah, it was great. Everyone is looking out for Tesla trucks, I guess, in Dubai. Yeah. Whenever there is a Tesla truck, there's a story from someone. And we've seen over the past like 2-3 months, they're going crazy. And with flowers on them, it looks beautiful,
yes,
to be honest.
It does. Yeah. And it has over 800K views.
Nine.
Which is absolutely insane.
What I was looking at, this is a local startup. It's the local business. It's not like from Europe, these flowers. They may be imported, but the setup is local, Middle Eastern. And Richard was telling me that it's a unicorn of sorts, the whole company. So it's a nice startup. Please order flowers for them and give it to your wives. Give
yes.
it to your girlfriends. Give it and to your they mothers.
They don't just give you guys flowers. You can get gifts. You can get chocolates, jewelry, perfume. So you're going to get the whole package with flowers. So
and there's a lot of flowers for all the occasions. The website is divided into sections for occasions as well. So yeah, it's not difficult to find good flowers for an occasion. Just go to the occasions page and they have set bouquets for you.
Yeah. And starting with today's topic, we have somebody really exciting, Rihanna. So Rihanna was caught wearing Emirati jewelry from this brand known as Ailes, founded by these two Emirati sisters, Hind and Fatma Ismail, in 2021. Essentially, she was in the AC Milan and Man City match, and she was just wearing sets of the jewelry from this Emirati brand. Now, you can imagine how this would make
We're talking about her brand as well, that it's doing really good in the Middle East region. You're wearing it right now, I guess.
Fenty Beauty over here.
And then you wearing her brand and her wearing an Emirati brand. That's a very big thing, to be honest, I think. And it's good for business. Again, we have to come back to the business because it's a business show. And it's really good that global superstars are marketing the startups or the businesses from this region, and mainly
Emirati.
It does
make a difference for startups.
Yeah,
it really does
make a difference, and obviously it brings in a lot of good money, not into their pockets, the owner's pockets, but in the region as well. So again, yesterday we were talking about how this region is attracting a lot of capital from the world, and these small startups, which we also call micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, because these startups grow into that, and then they become unicorns and big companies.
Yeah,
so they've been doing good.
I would definitely not call Fenty Beauty a startup. By the way,
not
you know,
Fenty Beauty, the startup, the Emirati jewelry startup.
You know, according to Forbes Middle East, Rihanna is actually worth $1.7 billion.
Only?
Yeah, probably worth more. We don't know, or less. Yeah. Who knows? But her brand, by the way, it has such an important presence in the Middle East. You know, in the UAE, in Saudi Arabia, specifically in the UAE, I have some statistics for you guys. When Fenty Beauty first launched, it actually increased by 200% in the first month after launching in Saudi Arabia.
Nice.
So you can see how, you know, her bringing this American brand, her to the Middle East, you can see how it has really influenced young women in the Middle East, myself included. Like, you can see how I have it, I'm wearing it right now. And, you know, I think it's really special because when she launched Fenty Beauty in 2017, she actually launched it to make women everywhere feel included. And I feel that she is definitely making women in the Middle East feel included.
Thanks. That's a nice story. And coming back to the point, what we were discussing about Rihanna, men, usually us, we don't think about her products much because we can't use them.
Yeah.
Some men do. But I would suggest that, and I hope that she makes better songs and more products for you as well.
Yeah, she stopped making songs.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. She has stopped making songs, but she's generating insane revenue.
She's gone into that entrepreneurial spirit, I guess. Everyone goes, when they're towards that retirement age, they've made enough capital, made enough money. I guess everyone goes into that. We've seen a lot of big stars, Big Shaq, the Shaquille O'Neal. He is a big entrepreneur. He's invested in so many ideas, businesses, and he's invested a lot in the Middle East as well. And we see so many names investing in this region. And finally, it's happening for this region.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I also think that, you know, what Rihanna is doing, it's really interesting because especially with her brand, Fenty Beauty, she launched about 40 shades. Now, I know you don't care about makeup, but that's something really cool because in the makeup industry, for a while, they didn't have shades for all kinds of women.
Oh.
You know, with all kinds of colors.
So that's a nice initiative,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, so it's really a great initiative because, you know, around the Middle East, you know, in Sudan, you have Africans. In the UAE, you have people who are a bit more tan. So that's what makes Fenty Beauty so beautiful. And that's why her wearing that gold jewelry, it symbolizes so much.
I guess that is why my wife likes the brand too. Now, since you've given me a perspective of why, now I understand why my wife likes it too and why so many women talk about this brand.
No, and honestly, the products are good. Like she
are they cheap? That will be my question. As a man, I always think about the value for money. So if it's good value for good money, then I think it's good.
I wouldn't say cheap, but I would say the quality is really good.
So for, you get good value for money, right?
Yes, you do.
Then that's fine. Then you can spend, I guess, 500, 600 dirhams on all the products. But everything, I should think, in business, in any product, any software product, hardware product, anything, there should be good value for money. And that is like the key to a good business. If you have a product which is very expensive, but it solves a big problem, people will pay money for it.
Yeah,
and since you're saying it has 40 shades, they launched 40 shades, it solved a big problem. So I guess the price is not an issue right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, just to develop on that point, I think the fact that people want to use Fenty Beauty, it's not just about how great the products are, how great the initiative is. It's also about the fact that, you know, young women, we all love Rihanna. Do you know what I mean? We all want a product that has her name stamped on it. And it really brings me to this point where I genuinely feel like when we see businessmen, businesswomen having certain habits, we want to have those habits too.
Yeah, they have influence, to be honest. Before this influencer word was attached with social media, the celebrities were the real influence and TV was the like best medium to look at them. So they were always there in the ads. So they still have influence, I guess. And with Rihanna, I guess this Emirati jewelry that she wore, I hope that business grows into multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar business.
I
hope that other stars who are coming here, usually we see a lot of them wearing, whenever they go to a region now, what we've seen is they try to take the clothes or the jewelry or something from that region to give it a local look. And that's great for every region and for especially the Middle Eastern region.
Yeah,
great,
it is.
Great to see that.
And, you know, specifically, you know, developing on that discussion of like influence, you know, the influence of businessmen and businesswomen. It's like, for example, let me bring up Khalaf Al-Habtour. You know, previously we've discussed how he wakes up at 5 a.m. My father is a hardcore fan of Khalaf Al-Habtour. He read the book. He loves that man. And he comes to me and he's like, Wart, he wakes up at 5 a.m. Like, and he wakes up at 5 a.m. Do you see what I mean? Like, this is the power that these people hold. It's not just that their enterprises are amazing. It's the fact that them as individuals, their habits, people want to follow them to become like them.
I guess if you asked me this question before the show that who is your favorite businessman?
Yeah,
I won't say a startup person, but who I really like is the DP World CEO, Sultan Ahmed bin Sulaym. The way he speaks, the way he presents himself on the international arena, when it's a conference, I really like his personality. Maybe I'm a little old and mature. That is why I have selected a person who is like, who has seen the epitome of being a businessman and really like him. You should go watch a video of him.
Check it out.
Maybe see a speech of his. The way he speaks, he's articulate. He's great, to be honest.
Do you know his name?
Sultan Ahmed bin Sulaym. He's the DP World CEO.
I'll check it out.
DP World is a big thing in the Middle Eastern region. They're like, they handle nearly 30-40% of the logistics. So it's a big brand.
Yeah, it definitely is. And moving to the next topic, Sharjah, the city who has been overshadowed by Dubai for a very long time.
And Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
Sometimes as well.
But I believe no longer. Sharjah's real estate market reaches a record-breaking high of $18.6 billion. I mean, dirhams.
Yeah, I was looking at the story. It's great to look that, look at all the Emirates doing good. Whenever we talk about UAE, I'll tell you a small joke. When I was coming here, like 2 years ago, my father asked, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to UAE. And he's like, oh, you're going to Dubai. I was like, no, I'm going to the UAE. And he's like, no, you're going to Dubai. It's the same thing. So outside of this region, some people still have this misconception that Dubai is everything in UAE.
That's very true. I agree with you.
I believe that all the Emirates growing in all the traditional markets like real estate, tourism, and we've seen Ras Al Khaimah invest a lot in tourism. The first casino, we've given a look of how it will look like. Sharjah invest, now investing in their property infrastructure and getting good gains out of it. It's very good for the whole of UAE, not for Dubai and Abu Dhabi only. So we have seven Emirates. Mm. People usually don't talk about Umm Al Quwain, Fujairah, but now they're coming to the front as well. They're doing business which was unthought of. Rack Ceramics, Rack Ras Al Khaimah Ceramics, that. So we have to understand that Sharjah doing good is not good for them only. It's good for the UAE.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's good for the region as well. So every city growing. Yesterday you talked about how cities grow and then eventually the nation grows. It's really great to see that. 18.6 billion, it's not a small amount. And let's see. Hopefully, we'll see more of these stories coming out of other Emirates as well. Right now, I guess due to accessibility, people prefer Dubai.
Most of
the businesses are here, headquartered here. There's more job opportunities here. That is why Dubai is like the center of the UAE. But Abu Dhabi also has a lot of opportunities. I personally like Abu Dhabi because it has a very calm, soothing environment. And Sharjah has the same sort of environment there as well.
It's interesting that you say that, by the way, because at my retail job, whenever I meet any Emiratis, you know, my first conversation with them is, oh, like, which city do you prefer? And, you know, they always say that they go to Abu Dhabi for how soothing and silent it is. And that Dubai, it's just, you know, it's always bustling. But then I remember one person said that I personally think that the people who like Abu Dhabi are the people who are broke. It was insane.
Abu Dhabi is expensive, to be honest.
I know,
it's more expensive than Dubai.
It was really insane that they said that to me, but yeah.
Yeah, but Abu Dhabi is, for what I've seen, again, I'm a new intern into the UAE, so my perspective is Abu Dhabi is for families. It's a very family-oriented place. People, a lot of my friends who are married, they prefer to live in Abu Dhabi and they travel to Dubai for work. I don't know why, maybe it's the traffic. Again, the bustling city of Dubai, it's not, sometimes there is a lot of traffic on the roads, but Abu Dhabi is very calm and peaceful. I remember a taxi driver, he had two cars in front of him at the signal and he was like, oh, it's a very busy day, there's a lot of traffic. And I was like, you haven't seen Dubai traffic, I guess. So yeah, Abu Dhabi is calm. Sharjah, have you been to Sharjah?
I have a couple of times. I think that
just go to their corniche in the night. It's
really
such a great, calming, soothing feeling there. You love it. So Sharjah, and again, it has a lot of mosques. It has a lot of cultural importance as well. So now with real estate coming in, I guess they're building on it. And hopefully they'll become something big sooner.
Yeah, and you know, you made this point of how, you know, everyone is choosing Dubai. I mean, do you blame them? I mean, I choose Dubai.
Yeah,
I'm so
everyone,
team Dubai.
See, depends. Everyone who has a preference, who is given an option to choose any of the seven Emirates, obviously Dubai. But people are opting for Sharjah because of the low rents. That's one of the main points. More availability of places within the city, closer to amenities. That's also a point. And there is this number in this report that we're talking about, that there's 106 nationalities that have invested in Sharjah in the first half of 2024. So 106 nationalities. Already, this region is very diverse. We have nearly 200 nationalities living here. But people going to Sharjah now after Dubai, that's a very good sign for the whole of the UAE property market, not only for Sharjah, not only for Dubai, not only for Abu Dhabi. So I guess it's mainly because of the low purchase price as well. And then obviously Sharjah will grow eventually. Every Emirate is growing.
Yeah, and I definitely think Sharjah is also very underrated.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, you know, People perceive it as one thing because they visited one location, yeah. when in reality, it's multiple beautiful locations that it has.
To be honest, whenever you go to, if you go to Dubai's Dera side, the old Dubai, and you go to Sharjah's old Sharjah place, or you visit Sharjah, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. All these Emirates, they have some commonalities. So yeah, property market growing great for the region, I would say. We've seen Saudi Arabia working on NEOM, all these projects.
Yes.
Then Sharjah now growing shows a lot of potential in the region, and people should come here.
Yeah,
invest
they should.
All their money here.
And speaking of investments, UAE residents gain access to Bitcoin and Ethereum with M2 ADGM's new bank account integration.
So it's a very complicated topic, always talking about crypto, because a lot of people still don't understand crypto.
I'm one of them. So okay. I'm one of them. So I'm being honest. So please explain it to us, my friends today, because we're all like, we want to invest, but we don't really get how to do it.
See, it's, if you ask me, it's like 2 or 3 step procedure. It's very simple. If you all understand finances, if you understand money, then getting into stock markets and these crypto markets, it's not that difficult. You just need to understand that there is, for example, this flower is for 1 dirham, and you have this flower, and I come to you and I think that soon this flower's price is going to raise. It may become 1.5 dirhams in the next 2 hours, 3 hours. Maybe there are million factors which affect the price of this flower, but you have this flower, and I come there, like, I'll give you 1.25 dirhams, please give me this flower. And you're like, oh, I'm getting good 25% profit on this 1 dirham. So you'll give me that flower and I'll send it for 150 when the price rises. So this is the basic, very basic idea of how the cryptocurrencies work. This initiative by M2, it's in the Abu Dhabi Global Market, and they recently got certification from the financial markets in ADGM as well. So they are certified. What you can do is you can take your local UAE bank account, any bank in UAE, Abu Dhabi, ADCB.
So it's for all UAE residents?
Yeah, so all UAE residents have a bank account by default because we use a lot of cards here. We don't Apple Pay, Google Pay.
I never have cash on
me,
by the way, like never.
I have like 100 dirhams in my wallet since last 2-3 months. I'm trying to use them, I can't. So yeah, you can integrate, you can take your local bank account and use that money in your account to buy BTC and Ethereum. Bitcoin and Ethereum. So it's very, it makes things very easy for you. Usually you go to services like Binance. Binance is very big in this region. Whenever you see someone having an interface, when you're in the lift and see someone looking at some graphs, it's always Binance. You ask them, oh, you also do trading on Binance? They'll be like, yeah. So Binance is like, how do I explain it? It's like a market. It's like a shop. Mm-hmm. You go there, you have all the currency. It's not just Bitcoin and Ethereum. There are millions of cryptocurrencies, so you can buy it from them. But this makes it easier because now you can use your local bank to buy it directly. So yeah, it makes things easier. So what you've seen in this region is they try to always reduce the steps. So
if guys, it's a, do you hear that?
Yeah,
do you hear
if
what
it's
he just said?
8-step procedure, they'll bring it down to 6. If it's a 6-step procedure, they'll bring it down to 3. Be it visa processes, be it anything, insurance processes, whatever process you take, Dubai, UAE always tries to optimize it. And
but you know, Majid, I noticed something on social media. People are constantly saying, oh my God, you are going to become rich if you invest in crypto and Bitcoin. What are the, I feel like there is a risk to this. You know,
there is a big
risk. I just
risk.
Don't know what it is.
See, the basic idea of a stock market, before we talk about crypto, let's understand the stock market. It's very easy. Basic idea is you go in with the money which you have to lose. So if you have 100 dirhams, don't take all the 100 dirhams and go in there. See how much money out of those 100 dirhams you need to survive and thrive. And then if you're saving like 20 dirhams per month out of those 100 dirhams, you think those 20, even if I lose it, my life will be fine. Invest that money always in stocks and crypto now. So the money that you can lose, always spend that into crypto. And people have lost millions of dollars, to be honest. It's not like, and crypto is a very volatile market.
It almost feels like a gamble. Like you're gambling with your
the
money.
The basic idea of stock markets is gambling. You think this thing's price will increase. So eventually you invest in it. And if it goes down, you lose a lot of money. If it goes up, you earn a lot of money. So it is gambling. It is sort of gambling, but it's legalized gambling, to be honest, in financial terms. It's legalized. Every big stock exchange in the world, the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, the Toronto one is the eighth largest in the world. There's every city, every country has stock exchanges. So yeah, stock exchanges are legal. You can work in sorts. So my basic three sentence suggestion. Use the money to invest in cryptocurrency, which you can lose and your life will be unaffected. Do always, 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 always do your research. If you think you've done your research, do it again. So that, and third, always try to talk to people who are experts in it. Don't just think that this friend is saying, buy BTC, it's going up. Don't. Talk to the experts, look at the experts, follow the experts.
They're the best people. Do you have any experts to recommend?
Elon Musk.
Oh, yes.
He loves cryptos.
Yeah.
But go on Twitter, follow a hashtag, cryptocurrencies. It's the best hashtag. It's always there. There is CoinMarketCap. That's the best website I use for to follow crypto. Every second it updates the prices. So yeah, CoinMarketCap.com. Go follow that. It's the best website. It shows you graphs, so you can always guess if it's going up. It may go up. So yeah. Learn to read those graphs. They're the best thing if you want to earn from crypto.
I will definitely be following that. And with that being said, make sure to follow Smashy Business, guys. We've got more interesting topics coming up for you guys. And have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.